Homer resident Mike Devaney is flipping through a photo album from the 1980s. He points to a picture of someone holding a large king crab.
There's a nice-looking king crab, but now the king crab was primarily the biggest money we made. Dungeness was second.
Devaney says fishing in Kachemak Bay was good up until the 1990s when stocks completely crashed. But he says the fishermen could see signs that shellfish populations were on the decline long before then.
Mid-80s, you could definitely see that there was not as many. But you got to remember, every year we were having more and more fishermen get into the fisheries. But the mid-80s, you knew it was dropping.
There are a ton of theories about why shellfish have mostly disappeared from Kachemak Bay, ranging from the rise of salmon hatcheries to ecological changes. For Devaney, he thinks that fishermen were part of the problem.
Some of us didn't follow the rules the right way. In other words, we might have had too many pots, more than we were allowed. And so the combination of our greediness is what hurt us the most.
Did you have a sense at the time that you might have been overfishing?
Oh, yes. Oh, absolutely. We got too doggone good at it, and we knew it was going down.
Former Alaska Department of Fish and Game biologist Bill Bechtel agrees that overfishing likely played a part, but he says there were other reasons for shellfish declines, including management of the fisheries and the increase of groundfish species like cod that utilize similar habitat.
Well, it's obviously a combination of factors. You can't find one smoking gun pointing to the crash of all the populations. We had this temperature going on, the temperature change, the regime shift, so the population, the whole ecosystem is changing.
These are the types of stories that Chris Holdereed wants to hear. She's the director of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's Kasisnet Bay Laboratory based in Kachemak Bay. Holdereed and a Kachemak Bay college student plan to host small group conversations with fishermen and those who worked in and around Kachemak Bay shellfish fisheries. She says those conversations could help scientists and fishery managers.
Just kind of share both kind of what's known, what's not known, and then hopefully get this sense of what are the things that we can do together to help either conserve the things that we have or maybe bring back some of the things that we would like to have.
And Holdery says there are signs that small comebacks for some species are possible. Tanner crab populations have increased in recent years, giving birth to a small recreational fishery for that species. And she says people want to know whether other species like shrimp or Dungeness crab could also return to the area. Those like Bechtel believe the community meetings will be an opportunity to learn from the past. He says it will be interesting in hindsight to see what people would have done differently. As for Devaney, he says he did his best to prevent the decline of crab by advocating for smaller quotas and for shutting down a fishery earlier.
And I'm not saying the fishermen are right. Don't get me wrong. We're bullheaded. We don't like changes. But there, even a lot of us realized that there had to have been a change made.
He says he'd love to fish again for crab, but isn't holding his breath for shellfish populations to grow enough to become commercially viable once again. Reporting in Homer, I'm Renee Gross.